This is our league, and this is your league. From the 55-yard line on CFL America Radio and the Sports History Network.
Good morning, Joan. Have no fear, Dave DeFilippo is here. This is Joan. You have a good weekend? How are things in the Dutch country this morning, okay?
David DeFilippo, head coach of the Pottstown Firebirds, defending champions of the Atlantic Coast Football League. A new season is about to begin.
Some Sunday morning in a sweater she'll be there. Let me get this one thing perfectly clear. This is not minor league football. This is a professional league. I'm a professional coach. In fact, the coaching is tougher. In this league, I have to do everything as general manager and head coach. And really, the money's not here.
Ed, I'm glad we finally got together. I've been calling you for a few days. I always have a little saying I like, always like to put across it, and I'd just like you to know, and these days of all the ethnic problems that, you know, in lieu of race or color or religion or whatever we may have, when a kid scores from me, automatically becomes an Italian. Now, I thought that would ease you up a little bit, you know?
Yes.
I know we're going to talk money. We'd go like $150 with a motivation factor. We'd like to give motivation factors, like a base salary. And, for instance, if you do make the ball club, as a specialist, so much a field goal, example. Or else, if we win 8 games, I'll give you $400.
Yeah, well, I was thinking a little bit more than that. I was thinking more, too. Well,
aren't we all?
I don't want to give you an ultimatum, Coach. But
well, how about we have enough time. How about 3 or 4 days? And a few of the ball players will be coming in, and I think the King will be in. Sit with him and discuss it. And then get back to me in a couple of days, okay?
Minor league football gathers together a motley cast. The Firebird quarterback drives to Pottstown in a style befitting the title he's held through 4 NFL tryouts. He's James P. Corcoran, the King.
I grew up in Jersey City, and I was a poor kid all my life, and I lived in an orphanage. I never had much. And
when I came to Maryland, I was just another football player among 83 guys, and coaches wouldn't notice me at all. So I had to do something to get their attention. So I started dressing up. I started being super cool, and I started being the king.
When I came to the Jets, you know, Weeb Eubank, he couldn't take my axe. I came with a Secretary of State McNamara's ex-car, which I bought off the State Department, and it had horns in the grill like a police car. As I drove up, he says, Weeb, how you doing? This is King Corcoran. And he didn't know where it was coming from. It was coming from this car. The first impression I made on Weeb Eubank really knocked him out of the behind, you know, and after that, it was a complete slide downhill all the way. But the rest of the guys in the Jets, though, was the wildest thing in the world. First of all, I dig living right. I dig going first class. And I like making money, and I like playing football.
You know, that's part of being a king.
Home for the Firebirds is a storage basement in Pottstown High, where four nights a week, hod carriers and school teachers become professional football players.
Everybody up, right here, on a double. Give me your attention for a moment, fellas.
DeFilippo has learned the minor league elements of victory well. A favorite device is merit award money.
And you know the old story. The merit award stuff is still there, and it's bigger than ever. I'll give you the figure Saturday, okay? Right? And everybody likes money. So everybody be ready and do the job. Okay, let's go. Go with Garvin. Okay. Do you know what merit award money means?
I call it merit awards. These are little bonuses and so forth. To some ball players, it means nothing. But to others, it means a lot. Now, Joe Blake is a prime example. He loves money a little more than someone else. We're playing Roanoke this week, and Talbot's the quarterback. And it's $5 a hit, clean hit now. And I expect Joe Blake to come up with maybe about $50 worth of quarterback Talbot.
At 23, Joe Blake is already a football soldier of fortune. After serving with five pro teams in 3 years, Blake has drifted to Pottstown, where he plots his course from a $10 a month room in the team boarding house.
I get in states like depressive type states because there's so much more I want from me. I'm here doing all right up to date, but I want more. This is patience, you know. This is one of the things that I have to go through to get to where I want to be.
How can I quit just because of a depression? I mean, we got a good world here, we've got a good country and things of this sort, you know. And in states of depression and times when I'm down and out, I use it constructively. I subject myself to the torment, to the disappointments. When you realize that you're nothing at all, there lies the first step to becoming something.
Poetry is it's a beautiful outlet to me, very much so. I put a lot of emphasis in the power of a woman in a relationship to a man, and I came up with this.
The death of my friend. I went to the back, the isolated spot, way back there where it's smoky and hot. Small group here and a small group there. Teachers on, they didn't care. When I walked in, I saw my friend sitting with his clan and a girl holding his hand, and she looked mighty good from where I stood. Then somebody hollers out at me, hey, catch that bumblebee. But my friend gets up to track it down. The girl at his side makes no sound. He reaches quick, grabs it, he does. The room's so quiet, some quirk says, why don't you just fry it? But my friend just looks at the lovely little bee saying, no, man, I dig it. And the bee digs me. Well, the noise begins just like before, and some of the people started making it to the door. And then somebody hollers, look, look. I see my friend on the floor. His woman stands over him with her heart in her hand, saying, damn bee has killed my man. His woman swings, swap, I got it. Now you're dead to me, bee.
Saturday night is game night in the ACFL. In 20 minutes, the Firebirds will open their season against the Roanoke Buckskins.
After 39 years, you have to have the feel. We can go all the way. I mean lose none. It's never been done before in the history of professional football. Fantastic people, the Lombardis and the Greasy Needles. No one has done it, and I want to go there.
Let's have quiet. Come on, boys. Go on. Let's get boys. Come on.
To go undefeated and be the first one to do it, I want a piece of that action.
Dear, one of our dearest friends, Reverend Butler, who has been our chaplain last year, has really been a tremendous aid to us last year in a successful year that we did have. He would like to give our devotion right now. Reverend Butler.
Almighty and everlasting God, our Heavenly Father, I ask a special blessing tonight upon Coach DeFilippo. Oh, Father, we pray that thou would give him the victory that he so much desired.
Amen.
Together we say, I thank God,
I thank God.
For victory,
tonight,
and throughout this season.
Now, a lot of you fellas been out here since when?
June.
Hell, May. Not a lot of work. Now we're number one. I know that we're number one, boy, and you better think of your number one. Remember when you look down that field and you see those hot dogs down there? I don't give a damn who we're playing. From Green Bay Packers to these idiots we're playing, right? We are ready. And that championship game last year, when we come out of that dressing room at Hartford, and I kicked that door open, buddy, and he come down with two big damn streams coming down his eyes, I know, boy, this is a great game to be in. I'm damn glad I'm in it. And I hope that God all you're in it. Now let's get your ass out there and do the job. Let's go. Get them together.
Cherry picker, right. All right, listen to Carl now. Carl, listen in now. All right. We're going to catch a touchdown on that cherry picker on the first sound. Ready?
I said camouflage it. Camouflage it. That's it.
Ow!
Wide open it up, wide open up. That had to be a perfect throw. Did you see that shot? It was a perfect throw, perfect, right there. Where'd he go? All right, that's it, 7-0 already.
That's what you call psychic calls.
So hardy!
Woo! Get the ball, it's $50 for the kickoff.
Ball!
What happened there?
Our ball!
All right, Firebirds, let's go now. Where'd it go? Come on, guys, that's it now. We got him on a run. Let's get a quick one now. That's it, huh? All right, King, all right. Way to throw that ball, King. All right. Feeling it tonight.
Hey, don't let it be. Get your jack off. Come on. Eye on the ball, Joe. Eye on the ball, you win it all. Come on.
Damn it, you guys. Come on, let's help each other, okay?
Let's go hard.
All right.
That's supposed to be a lot of money. That's $5 ahead.
Got him confused, King. You got him over anxious now. They're panicking. Cut their windpipe. Cut their lifeline now. Stick it on, King.
Hey.
All right, Don. Go on, Don. Good second effort.
Herbie, God bless you when I play football, boy. Keep moving now. Don't let up. We don't play him again. Beat the hell out of him.
He's older. 73 is older.
9-3 and what? 73.
That hot dog from Weber State.
He punched, he held, he punched. Watch 73, offensive right tackle.
73
you're holding, you hot dog. Stop cheap-shotting, you hot dog. Hey, throw the flag, damn it. You got big eyes, boys. You got big eyes. Now call 73, hold it.
Hang a seat.
Tommy Davies, 1 minute, please.
Here.
Now look, he's holding you. Now do I have to go back to the umpire, right? That big fat guy, right? And tell him again and again and again.
Tommy, this fat ref is killing us. Man, listen, we've had it. This is a bum we had before. You know, some of these guys think they have to drop a flag just to be recognized. I'm glad I'm not as fat as you are, you bum. You fat slob.
Heaven.
All right, he's against us there, ref. All right, we're winning 40-0. We'll let you do it, okay.
40, 41.
If it's 6-0, I'll be strangling you.
You like the game, Steve? I never liked to bray, you know what I mean? Because later on, we worry about it.
In reality, we're really ready now. But I know, with God's help, we can go all the way.
Part of the pain in being minor league is the bus trip. There are 620 miles between Pottstown and Norfolk, Virginia. 11 hours. Plenty of time for reading, or cards, or sleep. Too much time to think.
Oh, he's gone. Look at him. Look at him. Sharky. Sharky's insane. Look at him up there.
Did you hear what Dave said? He said that he's so tight that he found him stealing toilet paper out of the office.
Like me, man. Like, sometimes I just have to be kind of loose. You know, I can't go on a game real tight. That's my style, you know. That's why I have to be, hey, good afternoon. My name's Joe Blake. Good afternoon. You know, hey, big balls times to you. Green lights, blue skies, all those happy time times. You know, tell you what I'm going to do right now. If you sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to blast your big master song.
As we say here, the time is all ours. The entertainment, most definitely for you. Tell you what we're going to do right now. We're going to dedicate one of the best boss sounds to a man who's boss in his own right. Now, let's not call him boss. Let's call him the king. Dedicated to the king, from the king, song by Mr. Jimi Hendrix. Can you see me?
Mobile operator, you please give me area code 301-289-8555, please. Thank you. This is King Corcoran calling. I'm in my car. Fellow Jay. Jay, how you doing? It's King Corcoran. No, I'm on my way down to Norfolk, Virginia. Yeah, we're playing a ball game there tonight. Now, I just had to call you, Jay. This is the funniest thing just happened to me. I was driving down here, and I picked up some hippie cats, you know, they were just coming back from that demonstration in Washington, you know? So I started talking to these guys, and they're telling me about how they just come back from Washington, D.C., about how they just got out of jail. They were in there for 2 days. One kid hasn't eaten in 2 days, man. They have 25 cents between them. These guys, they had nothing, man. And they're telling me all the things that are wrong with this country. Like, this country's wrong here. This country's this. We ought to do this. We ought to do that. They ought to stop doing this. I says, hey, you guys. I says, hey, listen, man. I'm King Corcoran. I grew up in Jersey City. I come from nothing. This is a great country. Look at me. Look at these guys saying, oh, you're a capitalist. You're a capitalist. I says, hey, man, take a look at yourselves and take a look at me. I says, who's right and who's wrong? And they're starving, just get out of jail. One kid had welt marks all over his face. He's been beat up. The other kid had a bloody nose. They had no money on him. And Harry King's driving down, you know, first class, right? My Lincoln, my telephone, my stereo. And they're telling me I'm wrong and they're right. Meanwhile, I'm on my way down to Norfolk, and they're still hitchhiking on the road here with people still trying to run him down. Jay, I'm telling you, you would have cracked up. Yeah, we're going down to Norfolk right now. Ah, Jay, I don't like buses, you know that. I mean, you know, I can't stand the fumes, I can't stand the smell, I can't stand the whole scene with a bus. I cannot see myself going down there with those maniacs. That's not for me, man. I like the idea of being able to get down first class. We're trying for an undefeated season, and this team, Norfolk, I think they're one of the best teams in the league. They're a good ball club, but we'll beat them. If the King has a good night tonight, we'll beat them.
Tonight, victory would require more than the King alone could give. Norfolk would test the Firebirds in another way.
Was unbelievable. I mean, they were stabbing each other with the first down markers and hitting each other over the head with the water buckets. It was unbelievable. But we got madmen. We got probably the most aggressive coaches, the most aggressive football players in the league. If the King ever made an appearance out there, I think I would have been either shot or speared alive. It was really getting wild. So they had fantastic looking cheerleaders down there. So we kind of stuck behind a bench because I didn't need to get involved.
In Norfolk, the Firebirds had enough madmen for the fight and enough athletes for a victory. A victory that did not come without pain. Linebacker Harold Wells spent 6 years in the NFL. On a Saturday night in Norfolk, Virginia, he experienced his most violent moment. During the early fall, the King leaves Pottstown after each game, and at his beach home, he assumes the role of family man and successful real estate salesman.
Let's go. We need a whole ball club here. I need everybody. We've got to beat these kids. All right. That's it. We got it. Set. All right. Here we are, Patty. All right. Where you going? I didn't get that dog. Hey, dog, leave that ball alone. Who's open out there? I see Jody and Mary Lou. All right. Oh, I didn't catch the ball. Give Jody five. Where'd he go, Jody? Doing a hell of a job in here. All right. Right split, right split. 589, option left. Jay, you give me a curl. Jody and Mary Lou give me two flare control. Pat, you give me a deep post, all right? You girls understand everything, right? Okay, ready? Break, you block, son, then. Let's go, guys, come on.
The King and Pottstown are unbeaten, but the first real challenge is about to begin.
Yellow 35, 500, right stack.
Tonight, a rematch of the previous year's championship game with the Hartford Knights.
All right, cherry picker, cherry picker. Hut, hut! Throw it! No, no good. That's no good. That's a forward pass. Wait a second. I was throwing this whole screen here, right here. I throw the screen right here.
No way.
Damn it. Hey, ref, I have my own forward screen here. Hey, wait a second. What's a forward pass on that?
No way.
Nope. Damn it. Hut, hut.
Damn it, Frank. What do I got to do out here?
You know, this is pathetic now. That's getting ridiculous. Come on, it's a little ridiculous now.
Mother, we gave him two. Two easy ones we gave him. Damn it, we gave him two scores. We gave him two touchdowns and they ain't worth it. We'll get the mothers. Yo, you need to get a clip on here. That's two calls, ref. Wouldn't you get a clip
it's
on it?
Locked while the ball's in the air.
Oh, come on, ref, who's it off? Oh, come on. I'll wait the second half, that's all. Yell the queen! Kill me, you guys are gonna get beat. You guys. You ain't killing nobody. We gave you two, guys, we gave you two. This is not over yet. Come on, turn around.
Touchdown, way to go, King, baby!
Oh, your mothers, I'll kill them!
How's it going, Tom? Good going, Jackie. Good going. I love it.
I tell you, nobody could beat us. We couldn't lose.
Feel us feel good to be on top. Winner, winner, winner. Hey, you jump from under my car. You know how to time that. My speed, I drive. Hey, that's what I mean. I'm moving, man.
Those guys are calling me Queenie out there. I was going to queen him.
Tommy. Nice going, boy. Good game.
Hey, you know, we're 6-0, man. 6-0.
Boy, I think I broke my hand again. I hit that guy with a forearm so hard the first time, Scotty didn't put the scabs on right. And I didn't know it was flat, and I went to crack that gap. Boom! And I said, oh, my goodness, I felt like my hand shattered in 5,000 different places. But I love the game. I'm dedicated to it. Dedicated to it. Play with pain.
The brilliance and beauty of life assures me this I know, the happiness to be found in the rainbow. Sometimes when I'm all alone and downtrodden and tired to the bone, a man walks by with a laugh of, ho, 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 cheer up, my friend, here, take the rainbow. Suddenly my soul is at peace, this wonderful feeling never ceases. Ah, my friend, if you could but know, please, please never take the rainbow, but wait. Goodbye, alone am I. Off into the mist of life you go, little man of ho, 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 and along with you,
Joan.
You've taken
Joan.
My rainbow.
Joan, yeah, send Joe Blake in, would you? Okay. Read him.
Hello, Coach. How's it going?
How you doing, Joan?
What's happening?
Listen, I don't want him to bring this up last night.
What's that?
Now, you come out to practice about a half hour late.
Oh, yeah, I can explain that.
Hold it.
I can explain that to you.
Hold it, Joe. We had a meeting at 4. We had a meeting at 7:30, and it's out of the last six formations, you came late four times.
Well, yeah, Joe, okay, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Joe, there's no explanations because I talked to Bill Scott. Now, he says, I had a little trouble with the knee. Now, Joe, you're leaning on it because I know you are. Now, what you want to do after ball game time till Tuesday, I told you that's your business. But, I mean, you're only hurting yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually every way you want it. Now, I'm telling you right now,
yeah,
I'm sitting here down this week, and it's an indefinite suspension without pay. Now, I could fine you, too. I'm only interested in one thing, winning this damn thing all the way. And going all the way, undefeated, because it's been done parallel in football. Now, if you don't want to join...
Like
wait a minute.
Doesn't help my
if you don't want to join, if you
down.
Don't want to join, that's your problem. You come and you'll be on time, or I'm going to go without you. Now, that's the name of the game. You're suspended for the year if I want it that way.
I mean, like, I'm not going to say I'm a perfect little angel. I said, but, Coach, when it comes time on Saturday in the ball games, Coach, I'm there with you. I haven't let you down. I'm giving you everything I got.
Joe, you're becoming a coach now. I mean, you're telling me you're playing the game on Saturday. You gave me the first five ball games, great, which we grade you. And Coach Nelson and the rest of them grade you. The last two ball games, Joe, you gave us nothing. I've been with the New Orleans people. They love you up there. There's a reason you're not there. You went up to the Eagles. You tore the camp up for a week. They let you go. There's a reason. Now, I know the reason.
Yeah, because they didn't have a bad attitude.
Now, some coaches know. Some coaches use a blanket psychology. I try to be a little better after 39 years and get the maximum out of the minimums. And, Joe, you know damn well I've helped you the last 2 years. I want to make you the best. You need regimentation. If you don't have it, Joe, quit. Right? Just quit. Go out and be an actor or something. I don't know what the hell you want to be. There's no reason even to discuss it. And I'm telling you how it is, and there's no other way.
You mean I really
you're
going to
sit down? You're going to sit down this weekend. This may be indefinite as far as I'm concerned. Now, you just try me. Now, you just go ahead and try me.
Wow, dig this.
That's right. You can dig it if you want to, pal, but this is the way it is. I mean, it's entirely in your hands what you want to do, what you want to be. And you'll show me what you want to come back. And, pal, just try me. I'll show you what Tesla 42 means. I'm doing something to win, and we're going to win this damn thing, with you or without you. That's it, Joe.
People drift apart as they come together, so... somebody has to be nailed to the cross, let's say. So I'm the one that got suspended, you know. The next game came. I didn't make the trip to Florida, and I wanted to go. And everybody said, wow, like, you got a bum deal, you know. But that game was over with. I said, hey, whatever makes you weak will also make you strong. I use the suspension as a catalyst or a stimulant in playing in the next game. Even though you want to love, it's not unnatural to hate, too.
In the midst of a coastal squall, Joe Blake would try to come back against the Long Island Bulls.
Me and him this time, me and him.
Watch the sweep over here.
Gotta believe.
That's all right, you're nothing, baby. You're nothing, Herbie. You're nothing, baby.
You jump up into my car, you know our time. 90 miles an hour, speed out drive.
Cut! Up the middle!
Yeah, baby, I'm on you.
Come on, Joe! All right, wait a pursuit, Joe!
Punish him. We gotta punish him. Gotta hurt him.
You're nothing! Then we put him out! Then we put him out! Right! Now put a little malice in your heart. Let's go, it's gonna hurt! It's gonna hurt to win! I told you it's gonna hurt to win!
All right.
We'll endure, because we'll pay the price to win. Interception! Come on. Yeah.
Blackburn, Johnny, Blackburn!
Hold on to that ball! Hold on to that ball!
Ah, I did it!
All right, Joe, late!
Hey,
what's
the job?
What's the
hey, 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 h
may remember is very simple and very poetic, if I may say so. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Number one thing, beauty is truth. Truth is beauty. That is all you know, that is all you need.
Oh, 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 oh,
strong left, see? Under defense.
5-1 right again.
Weak side plugger coming, Will, see?
A team of Mavericks has pulled together for 11 consecutive wins. The King leads the league in every passing category.
See, that Max coming.
The Firebirds have clinched their divisional title.
They still got a strong blitz on there.
A berth in the championship game is assured. Only the final regular season game stands between Dave DeFilippo and his shot at football immortality.
Time out, ref, time out.
King, stick to the game plan.
All right.
Stick to the game plan.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be fine. Now, just stick to the game plan or I have no problem.
All right, I just don't get me thinking conservative. Keep the ball on the ground, keep the ball on the ground. I can't think like that. A game plan down here is play action. I mean, I know that, but I mean, I like to have, you know, my free hand in there. You know what I mean?
I tell you, King, now keep the ball on the ground. Remember.
Ah, no! Come on, for Christ's sake.
Hey, go for it! It is top 10! Ow!
He got it! Hurt me not!
Somebody get him!
Defeat stalks every man. Dave DeFilippo's undefeated season was not to be.
Why? Christ almighty. No reason. No reason.
We've never worked. The importance of this game was definite that we had to go all the way with this thing. We worked harder this week than we did with a title game last year. I'm not going to take this stuff from anyone, including Cochran, Gruber, anybody. There's a couple of lousy breaks, a couple of inches. That's all we got to do, Ab. Nothing else but it. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm not sore. I'm damn sore. To know what the hell this meant to every one of them, to me too, but every one of them, and to let it go, to let it go. What a stick and sure, one call. One stick and call, 99 the other way. And get them ready next week. It's going to be a set of a babe, and I'll tell you right now, they're going to be ready. Now, you know, Bob, you know damn right well. It's our job to do it this week. King Cochran is lead the league. King's lead the league, but at this point, I cannot in any possibly way stay with him. Now, the play he called was not in our ready list. Now, you can't do it. There's no reason, and that's enough. That's enough. If I told him to punt on the 1-yard line, that is my prerogative. Right at this moment, we're going to go with Haney. As far as I'm concerned, we're going to go with Haney, and don't even worry about it. We're going to win with Jim. It's a title game, Bob, but I got to do it. I feel it. You know, I feel it here.
Goal line. Ready, set, hold it.
I know that Jim Haney has been the second string to the King all year, but Haney has just been waiting for his opportunity, and now he's ready. I know the King brought us this far, but Haney's going to win this thing for us.
Hartford, Connecticut. The Pottstown Firebirds and the Hartford Knights will play football today for the championship of the Atlantic Coast Football League. Sidelined by his coach's anger, reserve Jim Haney takes charge of the most important game of the season.
This is a smile. This isn't a game.
Hey, man, what are you doing, man? Why are you kicking me?
What's that guy doing to you out there, Joe? What's going on?
Punched me in the eye with his fist going up under here and hit me.
And then the quarterback kicked me dead in the stomach when I threw him down.
Yeah.
Had his legs up in the air, I was over top of him, he just doo-doo.
Did you tell the ref?
No, I'm just gonna start going boom back. And we have a boom, I told him twice now. And they soccer to you in the name of the Lord. Okay, that's what he's trying to do. It's all right. I'll start pulling tricks on him, he's not gonna like it. They don't like it when they down and out and I start doing that to him. Wait a little bit more. Wait a little bit more for him. I got him to get down and out where they get desperate. Then I start chopping him.
All right, you get the quarterback killer. Woo-hoo! Joe Blake! Joe Blake did a number.
Yeah, hey, we did it. Yeah, I tell you what I said. I knew we could do it.
Scan left, four back streak, all right? Now, Allie's 10 across, Barney's 15. Holiday, you should be wide open wherever you are. Holiday's hot. Touchdown. Touchdown.
Did you see that?
Woo! We'll accept that one.
Yeah, 9-0. That's the number, magic 9. Yeah, we got to it first on time. Stop. Now we're going on to perfection. That's number 10. Let's do it again, all right? Say is the people who felt that brought us here, like Coach Dave.
Beautiful.
If I was gone someplace else, I might have been screwed now, forgotten it. But he came back and said, Joe, don't give up. To be a winner in life, you gotta keep going. No matter what people think or say.
I'll kiss
who
you
have
first.
To stay with and what is all there. We're all together no matter what. And this is the first entrance to a great country, to a great people, to
one
a great
number one, yeah!
The squad had an election. There's four awards. Offensively, Don Alley.
It's a delicate situation right now. I don't even know if I'm going to play anymore. I'm 27 years of age, and I really don't need football, but I really love football. I'm trying to prove to people that I'm a great quarterback. I should be playing NFL football. That's my goal in life right now. It can be done, and if anybody can do it, the king can do it.
Last but not least, this is a real tough one. When they selected this guy, with the defense we have, we led the league last year, led it again this year.
The defensive player of the year, Joe Blake.
We learned to play together, man. That's a whole big problem. Togetherness, hey?
Here it is. Here I am. And boom, it's gone. Only for me to start again. My goals for the future? To make this team up in Canada, basically. But I'd like to become a master of something. if nothing but myself.
I tell you what, help my brothers along the way and I'll help some of yours, okay, Ben?
Let's put it this way. If the Lord were to take me the next day, I think I would have been okay with me. Because how many come this way? Really, how many come this way? How many people go through life and never be champions financially or any other way, you know? People can't pay dollars for these things.
Ha-ha, my one for the greatest coach in the world!
God bless you, too.
Well, next year, I definitely will not be in Pottstown. You just can't live on history. But now I hope, with brochures that I'm having made up, send them out to the owners of every NFL club and owner of every owner in the Canadian League. And I feel I have some theories and some philosophies. And with the love of the game and hard work, I know I can be successful and I know I can be a winner in the NFL. That's for sure.
A season in the life of a unique breed of men. They drifted together and won their way, but only for the moment. Next year, no one will remember a 12-1 season or a triumph in the snow. Next year, the Pottstown Firebirds will be gone, victims of financial collapse. Their lives will not touch again, for it's a gypsy game they play. The odds against success are great. But next year, in another place, they'll try again.
Whatever happened to those characters? Lovable Coach Dave, bizarre Joe Blake, the irrepressible King, and that whole supporting cast. Well, we traveled back to Pottstown, and we traveled all over the country to find out. Stay tuned during the next hour for a film we call Pottstown Revisited.